Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier this school year. You might be familiar with my books like Task Before Apps or my blog, ClassTechTips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or a special event, you've followed along with my EdTech tips for years or simply joining in for the first time today, I am so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. A quick reminder, we're just 2 months away from when I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right, the doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen March 25th to March 31st. That's 1 week for you to get in to the membership site. Anyone on the waitlist gets something extra special, so head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the waitlist, or send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips and I'll get you all the info. We're only opening this up at the end of March for the first time in 2020, and I'd really love for you to join the hundreds of others of educators who signed up in 2019. This week's podcast is titled Digital Tips for Quick and Thoughtful Peer Feedback. Last year, I shared a blog post on my blog titled A Tech-Friendly Peer Feedback Strategy, which is the inspiration for today's episode. Today, I'm going to take you through a handful of digital tips to make peer feedback in your classroom easier than ever. Now, you might already use a tool like Google Classroom or Schoology to have students share and provide feedback to one another. Another option that I love to use is Padlet. With both a free and paid version, there are different options to help you get started right away. One of the reasons I love Padlet, that's P-A-D-L-E-T, is because it doesn't require that students are part of an LMS or have access to a CMS, meaning a learning management system like Google Classroom. They also don't need another login or account to use this tool. Padlet makes it easy for someone to set up a space for students and allow them to post their work. How does it work? All you have to do is set up an account on Padlet's website. Then you choose the type of Padlet you want to share with students. So you're creating an interactive space where kids can click and add something to it. I typically use the wall layout. This layout gives students space to share their thinking, and it organizes every post as students add it to this collaborative page. When students are ready to share their work, they're ready for some feedback from a classmate, they can post a link, a file, or a text update, like a couple sentences or a paragraph, to let everyone know what they're working on. Then their classmates can check out where they are in the creation process, maybe clicking a link or watching the video they've started, before having conversations that provide feedback. So it's a nice digital and face-to-face combo. In the show notes for this episode, I'll link to a post with a step-by-step guide for making this happen. It shows how students can give feedback on Adobe Spark videos their peers make, but you could use Padlet for really any type of project feedback. It just works especially well with links, and Spark video is a great example of that workflow. Some of you know that I've worked with the folks at Adobe Spark, love the Spark tools, have a book with Ben Forda titled 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into Your Classroom with Adobe Spark. So I'll talk through that workflow now, but please know if you have another favorite tool, you can substitute any tool for when I'm talking about Adobe Spark today. Just using this as an example. So we're going to work through and, you know, talk through this workflow together. But anything that has a link or a file would work just fine here. Imagine your students are creating a movie in Adobe Spark video. Spark Video is one of my favorite open-ended creation tools, and the graphic organizers I have linked on the show notes for this episode are ones I've used with students and shared with teachers all over the world. If the students in your class are putting together a video, they may be ready for peer feedback. What would this look like in action? Here's a workflow you can try. With 10 minutes or so of class time, ask students to share their Spark video creation and publish it with a link. Remember, you'll want to have permissions in place for students to post their work online. The button at the top of the screen lets students access a link to their work. Then students can take the link and post it on a class Padlet page. They might include a note with a question or wondering they have. This workflow can help students get feedback from a classmate. To share their link in a Padlet creation, students tap on the pink button at the bottom right-hand corner of their Padlet screen. Then they can add their contribution, their virtual sticky note, if you will, to the page. After students have posted their Padlet link, they can partner up and click on the link for each other's videos. Students can watch together and talk about their Spark video while giving feedback to their classmates. If students create videos over the course of a few days, you can visit this Padlet space with them, revisit it multiple times. They can update the Spark video link at the end of each class, and the link on their Padlet page will update automatically to their new updated video. This strategy is an excellent way for students to check in with one another and see the progress of their creations. Now, I tried this combo with a group of high school students this past summer. It worked beautifully. They created Sparks, actually, where they had a link to a page for Spark page, and they did Spark videos too. They posted the link in Padlet, then it popped up on everyone in the group's screen. They could watch everyone's video, and then whoever their partner was, they could give them feedback. It worked beautifully, so I highly recommend this strategy. Let's keep going here with our tips for peer feedback. Another option besides the Padlet workflow I just described is to use a collaborative document. One way would be to share a collaborative document like a Google Doc. Now, you don't even need to be a Google Classroom school for this first option. You would just need to create a Google Doc with a free Gmail account. Then students could share the links to their projects in a Google Doc. I love tables for this, and other students can view their work and offer face-to-face feedback. The second way you could use collaborative documents for peer feedback would fall into a collaborative model. I talk about this in my book, Tasks Before Apps. In the book, I have a whole chapter on collaboration in digital classrooms, and one strategy I share is remote collaboration. So essentially, your students would work on a collaborative document anytime, anywhere. Then they could invite a classmate to leave comments and feedback on their writing. If it's a Google Doc or presentation, like a Google Slides presentation, that would work too. This works well in upper elementary through high school. I'll share an early elementary tip in just a moment. One thing you'll want to do is model, model, model. Show students how to share their own document in comment-only mode, how to access a classmate's link, and how to write feedback that is really actionable and thoughtful. Your expectations and how you model this will look different in different classrooms. One important thing to remember is just because your students might seem super tech savvy, it doesn't mean they know how to comment and give feedback in a thoughtful manner. They might have a rock star TikTok channel, but that's a whole nother set of digital skills. You'll want to model this practice with a quick mini lesson, just like you would any new concept. The last tip on our list of quick and thoughtful feedback uses a tool that is perfect for elementary, middle, and high school students. Seesaw, like the playground equipment, is easy to use and free to use too. They have a paid plan, but everything I talk about now is with the freebie one. It kind of looks like a Facebook feed for your classroom. What do I mean by this? Well, students essentially post their work, and you can decide if the whole class can see it and whether or not their classmates can leave feedback. Younger students, or those without an email address, can log on with a QR code, and students with an email address can type in their email and password to log in. When it comes to peer feedback, students can snap a picture, share a document, or add a link and ask for feedback. Their classmates can then leave comments right on their post, and they can read it later. This is a great option if students are making something physical that doesn't have a link. Students can snap a picture and ask for feedback, seeing all of it in real time. If you're a little worried about student postings and comments, Seesaw lets you turn on moderation so you can approve anything before the rest of the class sees it. This is a great way to ease into the idea of feedback to students that might be a little more public than just a face-to-face conversation or adding a comment on a document that only the other students can see. You can always incorporate digital citizenship conversations when thinking about peer feedback too. So if you're teaching biology and students are writing lab reports or presentations, it's a great way to make a connection to what students might have already explored related to digital citizenship this year. It's also a great way to connect what students, especially older students, might experience when commenting or exploring digital platforms outside of the classroom too. Let's quickly recap. When you want students to give quick but thoughtful feedback, digital tools can definitely come in handy. You might have them post a link to something they're working on so a classmate can easily access it and have a face-to-face conversation about it. Or you might have students share access to a document they're working on so a classmate can leave feedback. Or you might have students snap a picture of their work or post a link in a place where classmates can leave a quick comment with or without moderation. You can scale this type of activity thanks to lots of open-ended online tools that allow you to really customize this experience for your students. So let's make this EdTech easy. Determine when you want students to give feedback. Then, choose a method and tool that will work well for your group. Next, model for students so they understand your expectations. And finally, reflect on the process and make any tweaks before trying out again. Quick reminder, we're just 2 months away from when I'll open up the doors to the Easy EdTech Club. That's right. The doors are closed as I'm recording this episode, but will reopen March 25th to March 31st. Anyone on the waitlist gets something extra special. So head over to classtechtips.com/club to get on the waitlist, or send me a message on Instagram at classtechtips and I'll get you all the info. If you miss this opening, like you're listening to this in the summertime, send a message my way and I'll give you some updates to when the next open enrollment will be. I love bringing you free resources like this podcast to energize and elevate teaching and learning. Can you do me a favor? If you like the podcast, leave a review on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening to this. Tell a friend about the podcast or post a link to the episode on your social media. And if you'd like to stay connected, follow at Class Tech Tips on Instagram or your favorite social network. I visit schools and conferences all over the world, so if your organization is in need of professional learning, just send a message my way.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.